We have some of the statements from the families after we heard from Sir John with the results of his latest inquiry.
And the staff from the Resilience Hub for always being there to talk to. We would also like to thank Mr. Warnock KC for the respect shown to us from that very first day, when he immediately acknowledged the failures by GMFRS and apologised on their behalf, unlike all the other services. All we as families have asked for from day one is the truth, acknowledgement of failures. And the determination to make sure that those failures are fixed so that next time, because there will be a next time, but hopefully next time there will be as many families going through the utter heartbreak we have had to endure for the last 5 years, 9 months, 1 week and 1 day. We didn't get that acknowledgement from anyone other than GMFRS until the chairman's reports were published. Shame on you all. In this volume of the report, the Chair has recognised that there was a significant missed opportunity by MI5, which, had they taken action, could ultimately have changed the course of what happened that night. He also identified a lack of information sharing between the police and the security services. We hope lessons really will be learned this time. However, there were some heroes that night, and to name a few, Sergeant Cam Hare, Inspector Mike Smith, Chief Inspector Mark Dexter, and civilians Bethany Crook, Ronald Blake and Darren Costa. This is where the medals should have gone. We have sat through 8 weeks in the Old Bailey and over 2 years here at the inquiry. We have read countless statements, listened to hours of evidence, and we can only hope that one day the whole truth will come out and others, including the fugitive brother and parents, face justice, because we will never believe they were in this alone. Forgiveness will never be an option for such evil intentions, and those that played any part in the murder of our children will never ever get forgiveness, from top to bottom, MI5 to the associates of the attacker. We will always believe that you all played a part in the murder of our children. We will spend the rest of our lives trying to protect our boys. Because as we found out through this process, once you leave the safety of your home, you are on your own. So many people being paid that night to protect our kids, and yet so many failed in their duties. Professionals that had responsibility but clearly had other priorities. Security staff that, even when told of the danger, failed to act appropriately. Once again, we'll never forgive you. Nothing can bring Liam and Chloe back. Nothing. But we won't let them be forgotten. We have set up a charity in their names as a lasting legacy to show that from such absolute heartbreak, something positive can rise. We will continue to campaign to be allowed to register the personal detail on their death certificates, and we won't rest until all those who played a role in their deaths are brought to justice. Can we finally thank Duncan Atkinson, KC, Victoria Ailes and Adam Pater for being our voice throughout this ordeal, and our amazing team from Hogan Lovells, Scott, Haley and Helen, for their constant support even on the darkest days. You will never know how much this meant to us, the families of Chloe and Liam.
And that is the incredibly powerful words of Caroline Curry, the mother of Liam Curry, who was one of the victims on that night. It's quite hard to come out with a fluent sentence after hearing such a powerful and dignified and very true statement from a mother who, like so many others that night, thought that this was the best night out for family, friends and for her lad. And it ended in absolute carnage and murderous tragedy on a scale that people could never have imagined. Unless, of course, as Caroline said there, you were some of those behind the scenes who could have spotted those early signs, whether they were in the security services or whether they were people that had in some way been working on that night. She felt that the ineptitude was throughout the entire story. Let's go back to Manchester for another statement coming to us live now.
On behalf of 11 families, today's report has been deeply painful to read, but also eye-opening. On the issue of the preventability of this attack, inevitably, the report provides less information than we would have wanted. But it is now very clear that there was a failure to properly assess key intelligence about Salman Abedi, a failure to put it into proper context, and, most catastrophic of all, a delay in acting on it. As a result of these failures, at the very least, a real possibility of preventing this attack was lost. This is a devastating conclusion for us. The failures exposed in this report are unacceptable. The public are entitled to expect that information of national security importance will be acted on speedily and, crucially, that the system will ensure that this happens. It must do so in the future. We note that Sir John will be making recommendations in his closed report. We trust that these recommendations will be acted on and that Parliament will be vigilant in monitoring their implementation. We welcome the other conclusions and recommendations in this report. It is clear that Salman Abedi should have been referred to Prevent. It is clear that the education system needs to be more vigilant in picking up signs of radicalisation. It is clear that Didsbury Mosque turned a blind eye to extremism in its midst. Sir John's report today contains many lessons. We must heed every one of them and make the necessary changes urgently. On 22nd of May 2017, thousands of people left their homes to attend a concert at Manchester Arena. 22 of those would never return home. Those killed and injured in this murderous attack had every right to feel safe and protected. But as this inquiry has demonstrated, they were failed at every level, before, during, and after this horrific attack. Even now, some families feel let down by the government's refusal to allow them to register their loved one's death, which for some is a key part of the grieving process and is now being wrongly denied to them. Finally, we want to pay tribute to Sir John Saunders and the inquiry legal team for their unwavering determination to uncover the truth. We thank the inquiry support staff and the Resilience Hub for their support throughout. As this process now ends, we pay tribute to those who lost their lives. We also ask that our privacy is respected as we process the inquiry's findings. Thank you.
And the voice you heard there was Richard Scorer. He is a lawyer for 11 of the victims' families.